To become a U.S. citizen, you first have to live in the U.S. legally for 5 years, then pass an interview, a test, and a background check. The background check matches an applicant's name against law enforcement databases. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, because of that check, hundreds of thousands of prospective U.S. citizens are left in limbo.
There are people like Muzaffar Hussein Khan. He immigrated legally from Pakistan in 1999 and now lives in Florida near Fort Lauderdale. After waiting the requisite 5 years, he says he applied for citizenship and was called for an interview and test in May of 2005.
And after interview, they say you have to still wait for security clearance. And almost 2.5 years, you know, this my life is almost, I don't know what happened.
U.S. law says legal residents who apply for citizenship must be approved or denied no more than 4 months after passing an interview and test. The Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services concedes that right now, that's far from the case. Every citizenship applicant undergoes a fingerprint check and various screenings. What's caused a large and growing backlog, though, is the final step of the approval process, the name check. The FBI looks to see if the name matches or is similar to other names in its extensive case files. Chris Bentley, a spokesman with BCIS, says it's a labor-intensive process.
If it's based on the name and not a specific indicator like a fingerprint, it's just going to take longer to make sure that you have exactly the person that you need information for before you can return the results.
Bentley says the intent is to protect Homeland Security. The practical result, though, has been a backlog of more than 300,000 names awaiting approval. The applicants who've been waiting the longest, says Altaf Ali, are Muslims. Ali is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations in South Florida.
It was like their names being thrown into this deep well and forgotten. There were no answers to what's taking the investigation so long or the background check so long.
This week, the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center filed 3 lawsuits against BCIS and the FBI on behalf of 25 Muslims who've been waiting 3 and 4 years for their name checks to be completed. They're just the latest of hundreds of lawsuits that have been filed across the country. Muzaffar Khan says while friends received their approvals and took their citizenship oaths, he was left in limbo, a situation he found hard to explain to his wife in Bangladesh.
My wife, she not believe me. Everybody is passed citizenship. Why you not pass? What's something wrong maybe for me, you know? And she's very, very upset about me.
After waiting more than 2 years, Khan says he finally turned to CARE and the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center, which took his case to court. And that, he believes, made the difference. 2 weeks later, his application had been approved by the government and he was taking his oath of citizenship. Altaf Ali hopes that the lawsuits filed on behalf of 25 other Muslims waiting for citizenship will have similar results. But he believes it's time the government took a hard look at its name approval process. Ali says CARE supports measures that protect Homeland Security.
But as of today, I have not heard of any individuals who were subjected to this increased background check, had any ties to anything that can be considered a threat to the United States.
If it's not working, he says, why keep doing it? Officials with the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services say they recognize the problem and are working with the FBI to streamline and speed up the name-checking process. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.